Just recently, I was informed of something I long suspected. It was a confirmation of evil intent, and when it confronts you in the face, anger erupts and disbelief floods over you at how evil can look you in the eye. I was so angry. I felt injustice, betrayed. Evil at its finest. I was telling my husband how angry I was, how this kind of evil prevails, persists and stares you in the face. Thinking about it now, I feel sick to my stomach. Absolutely sick. Then my husband tells me, "Why do you think the person who told you that, told you now?" Because he knew something was up. He knew something was not right. And he told you even if you didn't need to know, because he knows you're a good person, and he knew that at the time, something was off. I still feel sick to my stomach. I see the person's face in my mind, and I feel like hurling. When evil confronts you straight in the face, you feel like you're about to hurl. Utter spite reveals itself in ways you never even thought you had. Ultimately, hatred is called forth. Then again, the sound reason of my husband calls to me, like the sound of God's whisper giving me reason and wisdom. He told me, "If you weren't confronted with this evil, would you have strived as you did? Would you have proven yourself worthy? Would you have worked doubly hard for people to see your value? Would you have tried to show that amidst the call to be evil myself due to the in-your-face, horrible treatment I experienced, I still strove to be good, to do my job well, and to rise above the stink of it all?" He told me, "Would you have gotten this utterly positive thing that you did because somebody did something evil to you? If that person didn't do that, then you wouldn't be here, grateful for the opportunity." My husband continues, "You shouldn't hate the person, in fact, you should thank her. Thank evil, for bringing you to a state of grace. Thank evil, for showing you face to face that God triumphs and overcomes it, no matter how terrible it is. Thank evil, for prompting you to rise above it, showing you the power of the Holy Spirit doing good through you, in spite and despite of evil's face taunting you as you go. For evil never prevails, they only think they do. They think they can trump good because they are powerful, because they are given the authority, because they think they are above morals and values, they think they are untouchable, that nobody will see what they're doing, that nobody will see through their deceit the spite and cunning underneath, that people will never question how questionable it all really is, that people will still see them as the fake image they present themselves to be. Evil never triumphs. And God proved that to me. He gave me undeserved grace, time and time again. Undeserved but given, time and time again. And my God protects me, He gives me strength, resilience. He provides the justice I couldn't get myself. He gives me power over the powerful. My strength is His shield, protecting me from harm, giving me grace and showing me that no amount of evil can overcome His shining light. God showed me recently, and continues to show me, over and over and over again, how powerful He is, and how we need not always seek justice for ourselves, for He will trample the proud, and lift up the oppressed. He will work on justice for us. He will work for truth. And He works always towards grace, undying, eternal and shining grace. Forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I am unworthy. I do not deserve everything that you've given, but you gave them anyway. I am humbled. And I am eternally grateful. My Lord and my God.